Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids. As an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. On the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
A sunny, hot, humid day in the weather forecast, a high of 94. It's already 82 degrees on Friends Plaza.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
And it's time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Let's look first of all at the cash hog trends today. We don't have a report, but generally the markets are calling for about steady trade. Peoria has a top price of $43.50 in steady trade. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, July 14th, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 13,503. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 60 even to 68.92. The weighted average was 68.23, down 4 cents from Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts Friday sold from 45.73 to 54.67. The weighted average was 51.37. In the West, report negotiated swine purchases were 7,980. The base price range was 59.50 to 70 even. The weighted average 67.57, up 20 cents from Thursday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 42.41 to 54.13, with the weighted average 49.34.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Overnight trade was lower in corn and beans, a little higher on wheat. We'll get those numbers in a minute. We'll also talk with Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis to get his pre-opening call on this Monday. First of all, our growing area's weather. Here to do that, AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tom. Well, the big story is the heat and humidity in western areas of the Corn Belt. They have not had the enough rain to counter the evaporative losses. And, temperatures. Looking at some of the high temperatures yesterday in central South Dakota, triple-digit temperatures up to 117 degrees. That'll put a stress on anything, including the corn and soybean crop in that area. U.S. weather during the weekend occurred as expected, with no big surprises in the Corn Belt, Delta, or southeastern states. And weather this week will change very little until late in the week, when cooling is expected and an increasing chance for showers and thunderstorms. That change should start to take some of the stress off of the dry crop areas in the northwestern and west central Corn Belt. A relief may also come to the Delta and parts of the southeastern states as well during the week, weekend to into next week. Corn Belt crop weather will remain favorable in most areas east and south during the next couple weeks, while northwestern areas remain stressed and despite the cooler conditions that are pushing into the area. As far as the U.S. wheat, extreme heat in the U.S. northern plains during the weekend will likely further damage the spring and summer crop. Small grain yield and quality losses have likely been accelerated by extreme heat. Again, in Pierce, South Dakota yesterday, an all-time record high of 117 degrees reached yesterday. Most highs in the U.S. spring wheat area were at least in the 90s, up to 106 degrees, baking the region that has already been drier than normal, if that's possible, or drier than it has been, if that's possible. As far as Canadian wheat areas, the change is expected to come with mild temperatures and a few showers periodically, but the northwesterly flow aloft will be too strong to allow much rain of significance. Some showers are expected, but resulting rainfall may not be sufficient enough to induce any improvement in crop moisture, and the southern prairies and the northern plain states are critically dry. Outside the U.S. and Canada, there are some areas, especially Western Europe, dry during the weekend, while eastern areas reported a few showers and thunderstorms. Most of the precipitation failed to counter evaporative losses, with the highest temperatures in Western Europe in the 70s and 80s Fahrenheit. A number of 90-degree highs occurred in the southwestern portion of the continent. This week's rain is expected to continue to be restricted, with most areas receiving below average amounts of rain. Generally, looking at the U.S. weather, the western states will be looking at isolated showers confined generally to Arizona and Southern California. Elsewhere, hot, dry weather favors field work, including early season northwestern wheat harvest. Otherwise, western heat is maintaining heavy irrigation demands and the threat of additional wildfires. The plains, intensely hot, mostly dry weather continues. Weekend triple-digit temperatures all the way from northern Texas into Dakotas, with temperatures over 110 degrees in parts of Nebraska and South Dakota. And again, for the Corn Belt, a few thunderstorms across the northern portion of the region, but hot, dry weather prevailing elsewhere. Roughly from Mississippi Valley westward, hot weather and diminishing soil moisture reserves are stressing summer crops, particularly the silking corn and blooming soybeans. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Thanks, Mike. Let's go to the overnight trade on the Chicago Board of Trade. Let's start with Kansas City first on the Board of Trade. September wheat overnight in Kansas City opened at $4.95 a bushel, down a half. Last traded up 4.25 cents. December at $5.10, down 1.5. Last trade up 1.5. Up a night on the Chicago Board of Trade as well in wheat. The September market opened, or the contract rather, opened at $3.97, down a half. Last traded up 2.25 cents. December, 419.5, up 2. Last trade up 1.5. March, 435.25 on the open, up a half. Last trade up 3/4. July wheat in Chicago, 449, up 1/4 on the open. Last traded up 2.5 cents. In the corn pit overnight, the September opened at 259.5, down 1.25. Last trade down 2.75. December, 275.75, down 1. Last trade down 3. March at 287.75, unchanged. Last trade down 2.25. May corn for next year, 294.25, down 2.25. Last trade down 2.5. July, 302, down 1.25. Last trade down 2.5. And December, far side corn, 313, down 3/4. Last trade down 2.75. September oats opened at 202 overnight, down 3/4. Last trade down, or up 3/4. December, 202, down 2.5 cents. Last trade down 5.5. In the soybeans, August opened overnight at 598.75, down 4.25. Last trade down 6.5. September, 605, down 5.75. Last trade down 6.5. November, 619, down 6. Last trade down 6.75. January beans, 630.5, down 6.25. Last trade down 8.75. And the May contract for next year in beans, 643.25, down 5.25. Last trade down 4.25. In the products, August soybean meal opened at 172 even, down 20, last trade, down 220. And September, 173.60, up 20, last trade down 170. August bean oil, 27.33, down 6, last trade down 29. And September, 27.62, down 2, last traded down 37. Joining us now is Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company in Indianapolis. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
The traders are looking at that extended forecast and seeing a little bit lower trade possible.
I think you are going to see a little bit lower trade, and it's mostly driven off of the extended forecast. First off, we were hot over the weekend, as I'm sure I didn't get to hear your weather report, but I'm sure he talked about that. We had some extremely hot temperatures, especially up in the Dakotas, mostly in the western part of the belt. But in many areas, Iowa, for instance, there was only a couple of stations that actually reached 100, and the projection was that a lot of that area was going to be 100-plus over the weekend, so maybe not quite as hot as we thought. And then you come in with yesterday's 6-10 forecast talking about above normal to normal precip across the Midwest and below normal temps for a big chunk of the Midwest out here, and that led traders to turn sellers overnight last night. Plus, you've got your energies and your precious metals actually turn a little bit south, indicating maybe a little bit of an easing concern about everything over in the Middle East. So all told, I think you're looking at a little bit of selling coming back in here. My concern, Tom, continues to be the funds. The funds are long 195,000 contracts of corn. The last time we got up in this area, they were long about 260 and sold it off to about 150. this time I'm thinking they're not going to sit here and watch all that money walk away from them. So if the funds come in here and begin to sell, I personally would step up and add to my sales also, either through puts or just outright sales, getting some stuff on the books.
So we may see even a little bit lower trade than what your opening call might be.
Well, if the funds come in here, I think that could easily happen if they step up and start to sell. Our 100-day moving average is at 266.5, I believe, this morning. So if we begin to challenge that this week, I think you could see the selling begin to increase out of these funds.
All right,
and they're a big concern of mine.
Let's get your calls first of all on the Board of Trade.
I'm going to go 2 to 3 lower on corn starting off. Beans, I think, are going to be in that 4 to 7 range starting off. Wheat, I think, 1 to 2 lower.
And on the Merc?
On the Merc, I'm thinking you're probably going to end up starting just a touch lower in the cattle, probably 25 to 50 cents in the cattle, looking for hogs to be somewhere mixed coming in this morning. I think they're kind of trying to see if they can turn a little bit, but they've changed trend. It looks like they're in somewhat of a lower trend to me now.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Tom.
Brian Mabel is with F.C. Stone & Company in Indianapolis. As he mentioned, the commodities and the metals are down after increases throughout last week. The August gold contract down $15 now at $6.53 an ounce. September silver off 27 cents at $11.27. Our forecast for today in northern Illinois, partly to mostly sunny, a chance for a few thunderstorms, but sunny, hot, and humid elsewhere, and highs between 92 and 99 throughout the two states today. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. I'm Tom Rogers. It's 1 minute after 9 o'clock Central.